During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who are registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Any notified absences? I think Mr. Revere. And then you want to call the roll?
Revere is a notified absence. So, Mr. Ruchuk?
Here.
Mr. Ruchuk here. Ms. Westra?
Here.
Ms. Westra is here. Chair, we do have quorum.
All right. Disclosures and recusals. Seeing none. We will take the operator license application for Alexander Gran.
Actually, we do have Nancy's registered for a general public comment. I'm not
Oh,
sure
okay.
if that is a genuine public comment or if that's maybe meant for the operator license.
Nancy?
Yeah, it was meant for my operator's license.
For your operator's license.
Correct. So I
Well,
called, they notified me yesterday at like 4 o'clock that mine had been flagged and that the meeting was today, and they sent me a link, and I did the best I could to join in this meeting, and that was what I was told to do.
okay, so you're not on the agenda, and
That's what I was trying to get accomplished yesterday when I called.
don't think so. When you called at what time?
It was probably like, well, I mean, I think they sent me the email at like 2:30. I think I probably called at like 3:15 or something like that, and she said that all I had to do was sign up for to be in this meeting.
Okay, so there's no legal way you could have been on our agenda today. We, because of their 24-hour notice requirement, we would have had to notify the public with 24 hours. But that, I don't think it's your fault, but you're not on our agenda today.
Okay, I do have an issue because my provisional expired on the 4th, and I wasn't notified until yesterday that it had been flagged. So now I'm in a situation where I've been unable to work until I get this resolved. When is there a time, or is there a way to resolve this before another month goes by?
So the next meeting we could schedule for is the next meeting of the ALRC, which is December 17th. And even if you were to appear at this meeting, the recommendations would still go to the December 17th meeting and wouldn't be acted upon until the January 13th ALRC meeting, the Common Council meeting.
So essentially, there's no recourse for me to try to keep my job right now. I'm basically
So
out of that.
the earliest, if you go to the December 17th ALRC meeting and they give you a recommendation to grant your license, since then you have gone through the ALRC, you could request another provisional license on January 2nd when the office is opened, to get another provisional license at that time. But that would be the soonest that you'd be able to get another active license.
Okay. All right. So then I don't need to be in this meeting, right? Okay. All right. Have a good day.
Correct. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other registrants? Okay. We'll move to item two, Alexander Gran. Captain Hartman, if you could explain the background here.
Thank you. The flag that's two things. One,
I'm kind of having trouble hearing you.
if I can adjust any better or no. All
Yeah, that's better.
right. Alexander was flagged for non-disclosing underage consume alcohol that he received. And there was also another charge for resist obstruct. And this would have been back in August of 2023 with a conviction of, it looks like, April of 2024. A little bit more into the background, officers were investigating a group of what they believed to be potentially juveniles that were hanging out in a parking lot. This spot was known to have some activity to include like marijuana use, underage drinking, etc. When they went in to check on the group, good portion of them fled into Woodline, and officers weren't able to make contact. Through checking the vehicles that were there, they did find a vehicle that was registered to Alexander's mother. And in searching the vehicle, there was open containers of alcohol in there that were being consumed, as well as others that had not been consumed, and then some marijuana that was discovered in there. So those were the things that got flagged on this.
Okay. So, Alexander, we're ready to hear from you now. Can you explain the circumstances behind these offenses?
Yeah. So it was, like you said, 2023, August. I just graduated high school. I was gonna go to college. Basically, I mean, I was a good kid in high school and still am now, but I just, I had been captain of the soccer team for 2 years. I was like a high honor roll student. I just got out of club soccer. I played with the Madison 56ers. I'd just come back from regionals, which is in St. Louis. And, I never really like drank or smoked. I wasn't like that, but, I had friends that, did. And, we're kind of, some of them, a lot of them went out of state. We're kind of getting ready to leave for college. And they're like, we should just all meet up here and then come to my friend's house. And so I decided, oh, let's go there. And then, I hadn't partaken in any drinking or smoking up to then. So I was kind of like nervous my first time. And then I saw the police lights and all my friends started running. And I just panicked because I wasn't a bad kid. I didn't want to get in trouble. I was just immature at that point in my life and I just panicked, ran away.
You ran away from the cops and you left your mom's car there to be found.
Yeah, I know I got it. And believe me, I mean, I had more consequences with my mom than anybody else, but she's made sure to keep me on track, and I'm doing a lot better now.
How old are you now?
I'm 21 now. I just turned 21.
Okay. Any questions, Ms. Westra? Or anyone else?
I have none.
Okay. Attorney McReynolds.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question for the captain. So is the resist obstruct just for the running away, or was there something else involved in the resist obstruct charge?
Correct. So his ID was located in the vehicle that is registered to his mom. Obviously, there was a fake ID in there as well. There's nothing cited for that. But specific to the resist, it was simply the fleeing or the running away portion. It was no physical confrontation with officers or anything like that.
Okay. And then I have a question for the applicant. On your application, it looks like you disclosed an underage and an ID not yours, and then a off-license premise. Why is the resist obstruct charge not on here? It looks like you pled no contest to that.
Yeah, so I just had a little bit of difficulty, finding exactly what I was charged for. I always remembered it. I had some of the paperwork through moving. I'm living downtown now. I've just lost some of that, so I had to actually contact the city clerk's office a while ago, and I wrote it down. I just must have, either wrote the wrong one or I didn't know exactly what I was charged for, because you can't like look that stuff up in CCAP because they're just city ordinance violations rather than them being on my criminal record. So yeah, there was just some confusion there, and it's not like anything like this has happened to me before, so it's just definitely a little, like just navigating the sites, there are just some issues. I mean, I no contest to everything that Mr. Hardman said was true.
Okay, thank you. I have nothing further. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. I think if there are no more questions, we can have a discussion. And are we, Attorney McReynolds, are you, is your question related to whether this triggers the guideline related to that we've had the last couple of times about filling out the, okay.
The MPD did flag that. They
Yeah.
flagged 2B and guideline number 5. That, you can discuss amongst yourselves if that, whether or not you think that there is a violation of kind of guideline 5 that,
Sure.
applies here.
Well, I'll put it out there. I think that, more than 2 years have passed since the incident, and the applicant is 21 now, is taking responsibility. So I think that that's sufficient evidence of rehabilitation. And as far as the other guideline, I think that the applicant's explanation is was clear and is it fits under the excusable error exception that we've applied in recent cases also. Ms. Westra, do you have anything to add?
No, you said exactly what I was thinking. I would move approval of this application for the
Okay.
reasons you stated.
Okay, sounds good. And I'll second that. That makes the motion unanimously supported. And we this so the motion carries. Alexander, this application will be taken up by the Alcohol License Review Committee on December 17th with this subcommittee's recommendation. And you're welcome to come to that meeting, but you probably don't have to, okay?
All right. So basically what you're saying is you guys are going to approve me. Is there anything else that like, you need to hear that I can say or, like help my chances and maybe like give you a few more examples of my rehabilitation? I mean, I wrote some notes.
No, that won't be necessary now. Feel free to send it into the clerk to be distributed to the full ALRC. But what's likely going to happen is this recommendation that we made today will be printed on the application on the agenda and will be presented to the full committee without any further need for testimony from you.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, so
Thank
this
you.
will go before the ALRC meeting on December 17th. And then the final approval would go to the January 13th council meeting. Since the committee and the ALRC are going to give you a recommendation to grant, if you need a license before the Common Council approves, you could always apply for, you could always pay for another provisional license that we could issue on January 2nd. But that would be the soonest that you'd be able to get an active license. After the council acts on the license on January 13th, we usually need to wait for the mayor to sign off on the proceedings. So it might take as long as until the 19th of January, for your license to be issued to you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you. There's nothing else on the agenda. Does anyone have anything else to say? Any further? If not, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move adjournment.
All right, second, we are adjourned. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me.
Bye.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
no problem.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.